I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, DGS and KMOX. Happy Monday to you. Sun sort of peeking out there, out the KMOX window. Dave Murray will join us in just about 30 minutes. Andrew is on vacation this week, so we will muddle through the best we can. My cracked tooth is hurting, so that's not good. Dude, like 8 months ago.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Here's what it is. Everyone gets this. Not everyone, but everyone who doesn't go to the dentist gets this. The minute I go in for anything, I'm effed. I'm there once a month for the next 3 years. It's going to cost 20, 30 grand. I know this. So I'm just being stupid. Anyhow, got that going for me.
Or it could be a really simple fix.
No. I would love to think that, but no, I don't think that's in my cards. Okay, so this deal that happened at the Sky Zone, Shrewsbury, I've become vaguely aware of like these takeovers that are happening with teens in Chicago and all this stuff. And, you know, people are up in arms and the cops don't know what to do. Is this kind of what happened there or is this a different animal?
I don't know the motivation of it, but I mean, this was a planned event, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they were hosting a special, I mean, you know, 6-7, you know, the whole stupid thing. But it was, I get it what they're doing, right? I mean, it's June 7th. You're trying to appeal to, you know, 12 to 16 year olds, whatever.
Who are your customers?
Know. Right, right. I mean, it's Sky Zone. That's what you do. You go around there and you jump around, have a good time. And they had a huge crowd, and apparently some fights broke out outside, which escalated and eventually hit other businesses. And then, to me, the killer in this story is one of the kids who was I guess, arrested, if not arrested, detained. But a 12-year-old girl saw the fighting on social media, grabbed a butcher knife, got an Uber from Florissant to Shrewsbury so she could join in.
That's terrifying.
That's insane. That is insane to spend money on an Uber because you saw a fight on social media and you want to be in it. What the hell?
Yeah, so Sky Zone was advertising for this event, $6 or $7 to enter. As I understand, it's at least $20 or $30 normally. So this is obviously going to gather a lot of attention.
Big crowd.
They also did let people know that there was a requirement that teens had to have a parent or guardian present. So what ended up happening was a lot of teens were being dropped off, and then they're waiting outside in the heat. And Sky Zone eventually was like, hey, yeah, we're sold. There's only so many people we can fit in here jumping on our trampolines. Like, sorry, we're sold out. That's when fights started to break out outside because the kids are restless and it's hot outside and whatever else. And then it starts spreading. But they say the Sky Zone people anyway are maintaining, hey, inside our business, everything was going fine.
It was normal inside.
Okay. It was totally fine. Yeah, it's a real shame. I saw on Reddit all day yesterday, people are like, what's going on at the Shrewsbury like Walmart and the Sky Zone parking lot? I saw someone post like, my wife is stuck in that parking lot because they had to have so many like police officers come down and try to get a hold on this event. It's awful.
So am I wrong for just judging the parents super, super hard?
Depends. I mean, I'm sure that there are kids there that were not involved, right? I mean, it's not like all 300 were involved, but it certainly was big enough numbers to make it a problem for police, right? But, I mean, I'm sure of some, yeah. I mean, like, if your 12-year-old daughter sees something like that online and says, I'm going to grab a butcher knife and get an Uber and go there, you got some issues at home.
Yeah.
Something, I mean, again, I don't know what. You can't judge from a distance, but something's going on there. That's not normal.
I didn't know that 12-year-olds could just hop in an Uber.
I did not.
I was a little surprised by that, too. I'm like, oh, so you can. It does make some sense because, I mean, I can understand where, all right, mom and dad are working, kid needs to get to a practice or needs to get to school or whatever. Like, I can see where you might need it, but wouldn't that be the parent then running the account and Maybe you have, I don't know how that works. I don't know, but that's...
Any way you cut it, if your 12-year-old made it from Florissant to Shrewsbury with a butcher's knife to join a fight, you're a terrible parent.
Boy. Something's
full
up.
Full stop. I'm sure you got excuses. I'm sure you got a bunch of them. Those are excuses. Your 12-year-old got in a car, went 30 miles with a butcher's knife to take part in a riot.
How much would an Uber from Florissant to Shrewsbury cost?
At least $40 or $50.
Tens of dollars.
So this is a 12-year-old spending $40 or $50 on a ride to join a fight. That's not normal.
No. I wonder if this is how my parents thought about me going cruising around McDonald's with Eric Brokaw.
I don't know, because our parents were cruising back in their day. Cruising was a thing in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. You know, it was always a thing. This is a little... I mean, again, I understand teenagers can be stupid, and then you get emotional, and you get angry, and fights happen. Like, but when it escalates to a large number, and then you get this kind of a weird add-on story where this person's coming from 30 miles away to join in at age 12.
Mm. On the other...
Rach. Is interesting. So Vic just posted in the chat that Shrewsbury police had released a statement, and I'm looking at it here. Looks like they're putting some responsibility on SkyZone here. Mm. Here's the second paragraph. Upon arrival, officers learned that SkyZone was hosting a 6-7 event and had not arranged for additional security despite the anticipated large crowd.
Hmm. Definitely not helpful.
Yeah, I mean, at what point... It's an interesting question, isn't it? Like, so any business is going to want to attract as many people as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Is SkyZone, should they just know, hey, there's going to be a bunch of people that show up, which is what we want, but should the next... Is the natural next step to say we should hire security for this event?
That's a great question. Should we assume that people are going to turn violent because they can't get in?
I only know what Rach just read, but I disagree with the Shrewsbury Police Department, because it's your job to police. It's your job to keep the peace. It's their job to make a living. Now, maybe there are some things that I don't know about that would change my mind. But if all they did was say, hey, we're having a special deal today, and they tried to sell out SkyZone, how's that different from Texas Roadhouse doing it or anyone else doing it? And maybe they should have or could have anticipated what would happen, but it's novel enough that we're talking about it on KMOX.
Yeah.
It was unexpected enough that we're like, wow, did you hear what happened in Shrewsbury? So,
yeah, and STL Kel asks an interesting question. Can you hold SkyZone accountable for the behavior of people outside? Even if they would have hired additional security, does that security jurisdiction, private security, does that extend into the Walmart parking lot?
Well, if I'm SkyZone, I'm putting my lawyer hat on now.
Yeah.
I don't want to put out a bunch of people who are taking it upon themselves to police what's happening in a parking lot.
For sure. But then there's the other part of this. They made it, at least according to the reporting, made it very clear that minors had to be with adults.
Yeah.
So I would put this on the parents that dropped off the kids who didn't know that. And if your kid communicated it to you and didn't tell you that was part of what it was, or that nobody just read that far, well, that's on all of those people that never looked at the details. You made it clear parents needed to be there for you to come in the building. And if you had 300 parents who didn't get that message and just dropped their kids off, it's on you. You need to know. I'm a parent. I needed to know that when I was dropping my kid off. What's going on here?
Yes.
What's the rules?
Yes.
What does it cost? How long is it going to last? If I don't know that, I'm not dropping my kid off.
I also want to say, because I'm looking at the police statement on their Facebook page, there are dozens and dozens of people in the comments thanking Shrewsbury Police for the way they handled the situation. Just want to throw that out there, too.
Yeah, look... If you're in the business of expecting much from 12-year-old kids, you're in the wrong business. That's why we have parents.
Yeah.
And maybe I am super parent or something, but I'll tell you this much. There was never going to be a day in Nick or Phoebe Glover's life where I dropped them off anywhere that I didn't either take them through the front door, especially a place like Sky Zone, and make sure they're cool, or watch them walk through the front door. Who just drops their kids off, especially at the point that there are dozens of kids standing outside, not going in? Who just drops their kid off and drives off?
I don't know. I mean, they're not all 12. You know, some of them might have been 16, mm-hmm. 15, 16. I mean, it wouldn't be unusual for me at that age to have been dropped off. But also, I'm not going to be a part of a riot. You know, but if the rules are made clear and people don't follow the rules or don't know them or don't read them, What's the legal standard there, Dave? Ignorance of the rule or the law isn't an excuse? You should know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't feel like that's a hard thing if they're advertising an event. And I understand it. Here's what happened. All these kids heard about it. They didn't check it. They didn't read it. They just heard about it. It started spreading.
Bucks.
And they're all like, Mom, Dad, drop me off here. And Mom and Dad are like, okay, cool. I mean, but somebody at some point needs to ask the question, okay, what are the rules?
I wonder if we're just going to get to the point where, because I was a dork, so I didn't get to go to things like this, but I don't remember it ever being a problem. Maybe we get to the point in this society where you simply can't have things like this. Can't have things for teenagers because it always turns into this.
But it doesn't always, right? I mean, I think it's notable when it does, but there have to be other ones happening that are not ending up this way.
I'm seeing it more and more.
Yeah. Well, those are the ones we see more and more are the ones that are not run by, it's not a business thing. It's just teenagers decide it and they're going to go take over a street corner like they, and that's not always teenagers. Sometimes it's adults here too. But I mean, like.
Okay. Let me put words in your mouth and you can take them back out. Of the things that have gone south in life, I would put parenting right at the top.
I hesitate mostly because I know dumb, stupid things happened previous generations too. How many, like, as an example, if that kind of thing happens in Oklahoma City 30 years ago, you don't even hear about it in St. Louis. You don't even know that it happened because it's not on social media. It's mm-hmm. certainly not on local news, and it ain't going to make national news. So I don't know. I mean, I know the things that I saw as a kid. I saw big brawls like that. I saw things happen at high school dances, at high school football games, things like that. And that was 30, 35 years ago.
But do you think that culturally we have shifted away from, if an event like this would have happened in the past, maybe the first reaction would have just been like, oh yeah, they're going to be in trouble with their parents.
Yep.
And now it's a 15-minute long discussion on KMOX of who's more at fault, Sky Zone, Shrewsbury Police, the non-existent security. It's like we're searching for all of these answers as to, like, how could we have put a stopgap in here? How could we have fixed it when, if the rules would have been followed in the first place and everyone had been accompanied by a parent or a guardian?
Is the bigger problem at play here not necessarily parenting or teenager behavior or whatever, just the fact that so many people's attitude is, I ain't reading all
that. Yeah, it's not my problem.
Too many words. I ain't reading all that. I'm just going to show up.
I don't know.
I mean, seems like when something is posted, like, you know, we know the rules for going to Cardinals games, right? You know, when you're going to something, you kind of understand what's okay and what's not, what you can bring, whether you can be unaccompanied or you can go in, you know, you need an adult to be with you. You know, I think that's a pretty good guideline, right? If you're taking your kids somewhere, you don't have to be a full-on detective and launch an investigation, but maybe just take a peek online. How long would it take you to go to the Sky Zone website and look at it?
I think you're giving the parents way too big of a pass.
Maybe.
I think some things like this are just what they are. If I don't know what age they needed an adult to accompany them.
12 to 17, you had to have a guardian with you.
Yeah. Basically, if you're a minor, you needed a parent.
Right. So I think that's typically their rule, right? I think that's the everyday rule at Sky Zone.
Yeah.
That's not, I don't think that's anything for the special event. That's their normal operating, if I'm remembering right.
And to me, there is blame to go around, but to me, that's a parenting issue. Because you should have known, and if you didn't, that's your fault. Mm-hmm. You need to look into it to the point that you know where your kid, you're dropping your kids off are safe. That's what you do as a parent. And if you fail to do that, you have failed today as a parent. To me, it's 2 + 2. I don't see reasons. Oh, I didn't look at it. Oh, I didn't this. Oh, I thought my husband that. Oh, blah, blah, blah. To me, it's all blah, blah, blah.
Well, and you certainly can't rely simply on what your kid's telling you.
Because
they're kids.
Yes.
Right? They're going to goof up. That's the whole point. That's why parental supervision is required.
Yes.
Because kids are just going to skim the very beginning.
Of course.
They're going to see, oh, it's $6 to go there. Let's all go.
That's why you're a parent.
And that's why you'd be like, okay, let me see. And again, how long would it take to find it if you just pulled out your phone?
Yeah. Welcome back. DGS and KMOX 325. Speaking to kids, Adriana, who's our friend from Operation Food Search and raises hundreds of dollars every Christmas time with her brother, is on break, and she's online, and she's saying hello.
Hi, Adriana.
Hello, Adriana.
Also wanted to say hi to Emily. She is a teacher who normally doesn't get to watch the stream, but since it's summer break, look at what she's doing.
Love it. Let's go from 12-year-olds to, I don't know, how old is... Madonna, Infinity.
She's the ageless one. Dude.
She just recently did a show at Outdoors. I believe it was at, whatchamacallit, New York City. And she's getting crushed. And it's become a thing. And people are crying ageism. And they were very mean. Like, people in her social media and comments were like, oh my God, you are older than my grandmother. Stop doing the sexy stuff. Just know. And, you know, there's no right or wrong. I'm just curious what you guys think. Aging pop stars from our generation.
So she's getting crushed because they think she's too old to be acting like this?
Pretty much, yes.
Why do you want young girls acting like that?
Good question.
Like, why is there like a... Why do you expire from being sexy? And why do you want to keep that at as young of, as possible an age? There's just questions to consider.
Very good questions. Yeah. I'd love it if Kevin had answers.
I don't, because I'm a grown-ass man that like plays video games and wears sports jerseys and stuff. So, I mean, I'm not grown. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not like, quote, grown-up thing to do. The way people used to view it is like, well, you're a grown person. You should be wearing slacks and shirts with collars and things like that. I mean, and a lot of us don't do that. I do think that the problem to me with Madonna is not that her brand is sexy, that it's, you know, that's the way she is. It's just the relentless pursuit of what you used to be. It's just a little sad. It's not wrong. It's not bad. It's not something that people should judge. It's just a little sad. Like, your time passed. You're not selling records like you used to. And I feel this way about a lot of rock bands. When they're on tour late in their careers, and you're just like, man, Vince Neil can't sing anymore. Why are you doing this? Axl Rose can't sing anymore. What are we doing here, buddy? I view it that way rather than judging her
appearance.
Style. Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Dave Murray's weather forecast is brought to you by Huff Heating and AC.
Matt DGS on KMOX 334. Dave Murray's with us, brought to you by Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Desk. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
I just said to the guys, like, oh, crap, the sun's coming out. But I somehow it's even worse when it's really hot and muggy? I mean, like gloomy too, I guess.
Yeah, well, the humidity is going to be outrageous over the next couple of days.
Great. No.
Mainly because we had so much rain today. Now, some folks only saw maybe a quarter to a half inch, but other folks saw 4 or 5 inches of rain. Everything's kind of saturated and southerly flow, and it's going to be hardcore summer heat and humidity. But the emphasis is going to be the humidity. This all came from a little low-pressure system that came out of the Texas Panhandle. Wasn't a cold front. Wasn't really a front at all. It's just a spin of low pressure, very slow moving. That's why we had the heavy rains and we had some flash flooding around from time to time. Still a chance of a couple of showers, a couple of thunder showers as we go through the evening and the overnight, but very limited. Most of the stuff has pushed off to the east with that low pressure system. So it's moving away. There's still a chance, just because the humidity is going to be so high, of a couple of spots of stuff around tomorrow. But overall, a mix of clouds and sunshine, emphasis on the sun in the afternoon, 92 for the high tomorrow. But again, the humidity, we're going to see dew point temperatures well into the 70s, which is awful, just gross.
Dave, would you say that this is our first taste of the Godzilla El Nino?
Yeah, this is the first taste of Godzilla summer in St. Louis. This is classic summer in St. Louis. The good news, and it will be a heat wave. There'll be 3 days in a row of 90 plus degree temperatures. Humidity will be intense. However, it's not going to last very long. Wednesday will be the hottest day of the week, 96 degrees. The record's 100 from 1953. 53 was a beast of a year in St. Louis for June temperatures. And then it's still hot and humid on Thursday, but there'll start to be an increase again of scattered showers and thunderstorms. And I think we're basically back into the mid to upper 80s come Friday. So this does not last very long.
I started to say, imagine those poor people in 1953 with no air conditioning. But I was one of those poor people in 1974. We didn't have air conditioning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's amazing heat in the St. Louis history. 66, a lot of people died in the St. Louis area from the heat. And again, it was 66. You would think, oh, maybe everybody had AC. No, they didn't. Not at all. And St. Louis, remember, is full of brick buildings. It's like a pizza oven. Once it gets hot, once it gets humid, that stuff doesn't get out of the house. So it's coming. It's coming.
All right.
I still think the summer is going to be okay, but we're going to have spells
like
this.
Of course. Yeah, and we had it so good for so long.
Right.
Got to be happy for what you had.
Yeah, and that's why this humidity is going to feel like just, ugh.
Yeah.
Just like the, you know, walking outside, you've got the wet washcloth on your head.
Yeah, we don't
Except
have our sea legs.
Except it's been steamed. Nope, yep. Not at all.
How was it in Rhode Island? Was it sort of like where you are now, like people not having air conditioners and such, or did it get pretty hot?
Oh, no, Rhode Island can be a beast.
I didn't know
especially,
that.
Especially in, really any time in the summertime, June, July, August, September, probably the hottest is August and September. But it was, AC somewhat limited to some extent. You hope for the sea breeze in Rhode Island. And again, folks are saying, why are you talking about Rhode Island? I kind of grew up there for a few years anyway, went to high school there, went to college in Rhode Island. And no, but it can be 100 plus on any given July, August, September day.
I know nothing. That's where I'm learning.
You just think Rhode Island is full of sailboats and cool breezes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, aren't you guys like that? Like if I say Maine, it's a lobsterman.
Yeah.
And that's all it is.
Rhode Island, I just see a lighthouse. I'm like,
Everyone in Maine wears
plenty of those. They're still there.
A yellow rain slicker all the time.
And then just asking if you want lobster.
The Morton fisherman.
Wonder what people
Google
think
it,
of.
Google it, you young kids.
What do people think of when we say Missouri?
Hicks.
Yeah.
Puppy
middle
mills.
Middle of nowhere, flyover zone.
Yeah.
Heat, humidity.
And sometimes we live up to that.
I mean, on the coast, they're like, Missouri? Is that a country somewhere?
It's how people from Detroit are.
We're just a bunch of idiots.
Just different flavors.
We're also in flyover country, by the way.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Headlines, Rach?
Yes, let's start by talking about a man who was arrested and accused of sneaking onto a United Airlines flight with a fake boarding pass. So this 25-year-old man from Houston was arrested Friday in connection with an incident from May 18th and charged with felony impairment or interruption of a critical infrastructure facility. I've never heard of that before. I don't want to be charged with that. That sounds awful. Surveillance cameras captured him on the morning of May 18th, appearing to have issues with his boarding pass before speaking with transportation security officers. Those officers ultimately allowed him to have his photo taken and pass through security. So he was able to talk his way through. Then they caught him on surveillance camera speaking with United Airlines employees multiple times and attempting to board at least one flight. Those United employees turned him away because his boarding pass was failing to scan. But around 9 a.m., he joined a boarding line for a flight that was bound for Los Angeles. And he just kind of walked past the employees. He pretended like he was going to show his pass, but just, I guess, took advantage of a busy situation. Got on there, picked an aisle seat, but then just kept going to the bathroom. And someone eventually took this seat that they had purchased.
Yeah.
There was not a seat for him. So he just kept going to the bathroom and coming out and going to the bathroom and coming out. And someone went to a flight attendant and was like, someone's in the bathroom right now while we're taxiing. And that's kind of when they started to figure out that something was amiss here.
Did they figure out whether he just wanted a free ride or was he something more nefarious than that?
I'm not seeing anything that it was like, you know, God forbid, like a terrorism thing or anything like that. I think he was just trying to get a free ride on an airplane. He's being held at the Harris County Joint Processing Center and is scheduled to appear for a bail review.
If he's not completely insane and you're in charge, what punishment do you give someone who does something like this?
Banned for life.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm an airline, I'm not letting you fly again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the crime is, but whatever the normal punishment would be for that.
Yeah, maybe like a couple of weeks jail time, honestly, just because you are sparking fear in people. An airport and an airline and a flight, that is like, you can't do that stuff. You just can't.
I've said before, if I'm on your flight and you stand up and start singing or praying, I'm tackling your ass. I don't care if you're singing about Jesus or Zoroaster. I don't care. We're on a plane. We're in a flimsy metal tube at 40,000 feet.
Oh, man. Okay, speaking of that, or situations like this, did you see the viral video this weekend of the woman who was singing at the Vatican?
No.
Okay, so she's at the Vatican. It's a quiet zone. It's like a reverential. People are like taking pictures and just taking it in, the spiritual atmosphere of the Vatican. She starts to sing. And she has a beautiful voice, don't get me wrong, but she's singing and it's a religious song. It's about Jesus. But immediately security comes to her and they're like, ma'am, this is a quiet zone. You can't sing. And she's like, okay, got it. They walk away, start singing again. Hmm. And she's singing loud, okay? They come back, ma'am, you can't be singing. She's like, just one moment. Just let me keep singing. They're like, no, you must leave now. Follow me. You have to leave. And she goes, sorry, everyone. Like apologizing to her audience that the show has cut short. Nobody cares. No one's like, oh,
that reminds
man.
Me. Have you guys ever seen the lady? This has been a year or so. But the lady who evidently was up for her first Grammy for something stupid that no one ever listens to. And she's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I love Jesus. And people are like, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm up for my first Grammy. Maybe you didn't know. And so people are like, oh, good for you. Good for you. And then like an hour later, she hasn't shut up. And people are like, I'm going to shove that Grammy up your ass.
Yeah. Yeah, she did this in the middle of St. Peter's Basilica. So this is one of the big draws for people that go there.
Yeah.
That's not meant for you to, like, do whatever, whether you're showing off or you're just feeling it because you're in a place that means something to you. It doesn't matter. You still have to respect people around you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And what I've always said about things like that, like, you can criticize any religion. You can criticize your religion. But the religion was there before you. You can try to change it from inside, you know, say like, hey, I became a deacon of this church and I think that it's silly that we don't let women read prayers in a church or whatever it happens to be. But if you join the organization and they have rules,
At first I was like, well, maybe she's just feeling it. Maybe she's got the spirit. Yeah. But then whenever she was like, oh, sorry, everyone. That's when I was like, okay. I mean, so this is definitely
we have a pretty good idea.
I think it's all about her.
If it was just, being filmed, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
And if it was just, hey, you're feeling it in the moment, I understand that, but it doesn't mean you get to do what you want.
Right.
Right.
I mean, that is basically like being in someone else's home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're there, you're a tourist, you're visiting, and they have rules, so you follow the rules.
That's interesting, though, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Just the whole thing. Like, I'm not a believer, but I'm afraid of it enough that I still think of it in the terms when I was a Christian, and I went to a charismatic church. You know, I never spoke in tongues, but people did. People dance around tambourines, the whole thing. And if you were to do that at a non-charismatic church, they'd call the loony bin, right?
I mean...
And it's just like, you know... And so I've always kind of thought, hey, if the spirit moves you, you got a bigger boss than this guy.
Yeah, but I mean, even taking out, like, she's at the wrong church for that, if someone was singing in the middle of the office here, after a minute, we'd all be like, hey, you can't stop. We're trying to work. You can't just be imposing whatever you're doing. You can't just put on a performance and expect everyone to be cool with it. Like, you're kind of throwing a wrench in things. Just chill.
People acting a fool. just people acting a fool.
Everyone is the star of their own movie, Dave.
Amen,
yes,
man.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty.
Welcome back, DJS and KMOX 351. We have the Sweet 16 of Beef coming up next. Skip couldn't be here today, and Andrew's out.
I don't know why that sounds funnier than chicken. It just does.
Beef.
So we reached out, and we brought in a sub from the building who will be here in about 10 minutes. So
We don't know who this is.
We do.
You do.
We're just not telling.
All right.
The Cardinal Report is sponsored by Rawlings. Visit the Rawlings experience at Westport. Wheels, I have a question about hustle.
Okay.
We saw Juan Soto not hustle and cost his team a run the other day. We see Pete Crow, who is a great outfielder, but it drops behind him and he doesn't even turn around to look. I guess he's too cool. My question is, dude, you can go back to the 1960s or the 1860s, there have always been people who don't hustle, or is it more of a thing these days?
That's a great question. I feel like there have always been people who did those things, because otherwise, how would the previous generations have a standard to enforce if everybody hustled? Right?
Hmm.
Like, they always tell us, if our guys didn't hustle, they'd find the bench. Well, clearly that means people didn't, because otherwise we'd never know that.
True.
So I'm sure it's way more visible now. It's kind of like what we talked about a bit earlier. Like, are things happening more frequently, or do we just see it more? I think this case, it's probably that we see it more. There's a fine line with some of this, man. Like, when a game is on the line, like you're tie game, late in the game, whatever, you probably need to make sure you're going 100%. In the case of Pete, he didn't see the ball. He had no idea where it was. And by the time it landed, he made the decision, which I think is incorrect, to stand there and watch his teammates go get it, because it just looks terrible. You should just put your head down and run as fast as you can. And if you don't get there, you don't get there. If your teammates beat you to the spot, that's fine. But at least make some effort to make up for the fact that you just lost a ball in the sky for some reason. The Juan Soto play I saw, and that's one of those plays, man, where... that's an out 99% of the time. And if you run hard and you pull a hamstring, do you want to miss 2 weeks because you try to run out a ground ball that you're going to be safe 1% of the time? That was the 1% that you're going to be safe. It's the third inning of a game where your team is down 2-0. What's the calculus there? Do you go all out for that 1%?
See, maybe I never made it high
enough. Your team was winning 2-0 at that time.
Yeah. I never had rules like that.
Yeah.
It was just you always hustled.
Well, generally speaking, that's the way to go, right? And I would say that if you're a young athlete, you should always go 100%. Your well-being does not have anything to do with whether your team's going to win a World Series or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you need to learn to do that. The pros are the ones that can learn when it's time to be like, okay, I don't need to risk pulling a hamstring and missing 3 weeks because I need to try to leg out this ground ball.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.